AMI mit It's Not Worth It bei Flux FM, die Morning Show am Nachmittag. Ich habe jetzt hier vier sympathische Musiker stehen, die aus Manchester kommen. Tarek, Pete, Andy und James. Zusammen sind sie Spring King und werden am Abend im Privatclub aufspielen. Für die Jungs geht's gerade sehr gut ab, nachdem sie sich doch eine lange Zeit abgerackert haben. Irgendwann wurde ihr Song dann in der Heimat in Großbritannien im Radio gespielt und seitdem sind alle außer Rand und Band und der Plattenvertrag war schon in der Tasche. Ich sage erstmal herzlich willkommen. Schön, dass ihr hier seid. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you. Hello.
Interesting. So I heard there was an empty house.
Yeah.
Parents were not at home. For 1 year.
Yeah, a long time.
That was the house of your parents, yeah. Tarek.
Yeah.
And you invited all of your friends and colleagues over.
Yeah.
And formed a band. Okay, that's really simple. Sad, but in a way, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so, you know, I had a free house for a lot of my youth. So I'd invite my friends over and we'd all make music all the time. And, you know, over the years, I've just always made music there. And Pete was staying at my house for a while and he would always hear this music downstairs because I was working on some solo stuff. And he was like, you should get a band together for this, you know, make this into a band. So we set up a band for Spring King.
Yeah.
And then Andy, I've known since I was 14 and Pete since I was 14. So it just made sense to get Andy involved. And then we met James on Facebook and he played the bass. Well, we asked him to play the bass. He never played the bass before this.
Yeah, so. I could read that as well. So how was that? You said, I can play bass, but during saying that, you knew that you never touched a bass before.
Well, I still can't really play bass. I play a bit of guitar and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a drummer, really, but it just looked like a really nice band.
Okay.
Full of really nice people.
Okay.
So I lied through my teeth to get in.
Sehr gut. Also eigentlich kann er gar keinen Bass spielen, hat aber gesagt, ich bin dabei und mache hier Bass. Und dann stellte sich irgendwann raus, der hat ja noch nicht mal einen Bass zu Hause, sondern eher Gitarre. Und eigentlich ist er auch Schlagzeuger, obwohl ja eigentlich Tarek the drummer in the band ist.
Yeah.
Ne? Genau, er ist nämlich genau wie Christopher Rangsam von den Haberheads, hat er auch vorne, also beziehungsweise er singt und hat die Drums natürlich hier noch unter seinem Hintern, beziehungsweise vor sich stehen. So how do you do it? Are the drums right in front of
yeah.
every
We put them in the center of the stage,
yeah.
But there's still a space up front so James and Andy and Pete can run around and really, you know, just interact with each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun. It's a cool setup on stage and people really like it. You know, people come to our shows and then they see the setup, you know, a singing drummer. It's not very common,
yeah.
especially in punk and garage and rock music, you know, the stuff we kind of play in sometimes. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, I think it's challenging. What was at first maybe a little bit difficult for you, like when you're only on the drums and then singing and combining it?
Yeah, it's very, you know, because the drums is already four limbs mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden singing is an extra thing to think about.
Yeah.
But I got used to it very quickly.
You're a multitasker.
Now I am.
let's talk after the next song. Spring King, their song heißt Detroit. Yeah, why do you make a song about an American city, a band from the UK?
So I went to Detroit and I had a trip there because I met a girl from Detroit.
Okay, has something to do with love.
Yeah. And you know, when I came back, I wrote that song.
Okay. And that girl still does exist in your life?
We're friends.
Okay. Enough information. But thanks for telling us. Detroit von Spring King aus Manchester bei Flux FM. Tarek, Pete, Andy und James sind immer noch hier. Sie waren gestern auf dem Reeperbahn-Festival, wo Melanie auch gerade von berichtet hat. Da dürfen sie natürlich nicht fehlen. Eine junge britische Band, die gerade richtig durch die Decke geht und ja auch Glück hatte, weil ein gewisser Moderator sie gespielt hat im britischen Radio. So you were active as a band for quite some time, but then came the special moment where someone in the UK played your music on the radio. Is that so? Or is this a lie?
Well, we had a lot of airplay from the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zane Lowe played us on Apple Beats One Radio.
Yeah.
He played us on the first ever show as the first ever song. I think it was live from LA. And we didn't expect that. No one told us. And Pete was at work. James was at work. I just got a text message saying congratulations and I didn't know what for. And then I checked my emails and I had about 400 notifications.
Wow.
So it was crazy. None of us were expecting it. He could have chose any band in the world that's unsigned. There's a lot of better bands than us. You know, he could have chose anyone. So it really shocked us for like weeks.
And did you talk to him before? Did you have an interview with him or were in the show or not at all?
We never had like really any communication with him at all.
Yeah.
So it was just, we know that when he was still at Radio 1, he was playing our music and he moved to Beats 1 and we thought like, oh, that'd probably be the end of that'd be the last time we hear from him. But then, yeah, he did this and it was just ridiculous.
Yeah. And what happened afterwards? What does that have for an impact? One guy playing one song in the radio and everything changes for you. Can we say that a little bit?
Well, before the Beats 1, we did a tour with Courtney Barnett. And we also went to South by Southwest. So like for us, like we were like, oh, we're doing good. You know, we're doing South by. And then boom, you know, like, and I think the reaction was just a lot of new fans, a lot of people listening in. Obviously a lot of record interest, like labels and stuff. But we were very aware, you know, if someone all of a sudden likes you just because your song is there, even though they knew us, lots of labels knew us before that song was out there.
Yeah.
So we were very aware of that and we decided to go with Island Records because they were very trustworthy and they just wanted us to do our thing. They didn't want to get involved. They just do your thing and we'll...
Yeah. Were there other offers that said, okay, we want to have you under our label, but you have to do like we are saying?
It felt... There was a few meetings where it felt like that.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen with us.
No.
We've always been a very DIY band, you know. We self-record, self-produce everything. All the artwork is done by friends or my brother. My cousin does a lot of our photography. Like, we try and keep it tight.
It sounds nice.
It's fun. It's like
hopefully it stays that way when you play in the big arenas here.
Yeah. Mercedes-Benz Arena, 2018.
Okay, you said that. Let's say other car names, not that we make some publicity for Mercedes-Benz. There's BMW.
There's Audi.
Lincoln Continental.
Yeah. I'd love like a Fiat
Chevrolet.
Right. Yeah. I like a good
Ford.
Jeep. Yeah. Also jetzt sind Sie auf einer kleinen Europa-Tour und beehren uns hier in Berlin heute Abend im Privatclub. Total sympathische Jungs, die sich damals einfach ja aus Freundschaften und aus kleinen Bekanntschaften auch übers Netz zusammengewürfelt haben. Und das Ganze fand damals ja in dem Haus von Tareks Eltern statt. Und ja, dann haben sie irgendwann doch auch in Amerika schon mal auf Bühnen gespielt und haben Courtney Barnett zum Beispiel auch begleitet auf Tour. Und irgendwann kam dann eben das Airplay übers Radio in Großbritannien. Und dann ging es ab wie Schmitz Katze und sie haben ihr Label gefunden, nämlich Island Records. Die gesagt haben, ihr könnt alles machen, wie ihr wollt. Ihr habt hier freie Hand und sie sind eben eine DIY-Band, die sowieso alles selber gerne haben, sich nicht reinreden lassen. Das passt also wie die Faust aufs Auge und jetzt können sie sich austoben und ihr könnt live dabei sein. 030 2000 9000, 030 2000 9000, wenn ihr sagt, ich will dahin, heute Abend Privatclub, schreibt mich bitte auf die Gästeliste Flux FM, da wollen wir das gerne tun. Und hören noch einen Song von Spring King. You know, you're called Spring King, but summer is over, but we're going to listen to the summer. Can we have a little bit of more summer when we listen to the song right now?
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful day here in Berlin. It's like it's one of the hottest days I've experienced this summer. Yeah, seriously.
It's a lot about British weather.
Yeah, so it's great. It's, you know, roll those windows down if you're driving out there and enjoy yourselves.
Genau, let's hang the elbow here out of the window. Yeah. Right? That's what you do all the time in Manchester, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sehr gut. Dann hören wir jetzt den Song The Summer und ich sage danke an Tarek, Pete, Andy and James. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great time in Berlin and in Rotterdam tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Traveling the world.